Oh, there it is, the brand new single. It's called Get Me Out of Here. That's John Lodge, the singer, the lead singer, the man from the Moody Blues. Going to be coming to Nashville real soon, October 12th at City Winery. And, of course, we've got tickets that we're going to be giving away to that show coming up here in just a few minutes. John, it's great to have you here on the phone with me today. Thank you for joining me.
Chris, thank you very much. And, to all my friends there, Molly and Tom, the old hippies, love all that. Love Nashville. Great music scene, of course.
Yeah. I've got a question to ask you. How did the distortion come about on Go Now? It's got to be the most distorted record on the planet, John. How'd it become a hit?
Great song, a Bessie Banks song. Beautiful song by Bessie Banks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great song. And, getting the volume right, I suppose. Turn it up.
Did you guys mean to record it that way, or did it just come out that way?
I actually didn't record on that track, so I don't know how it was recorded.
Ah.
But it was a guy called Danny Cordell, and I was never too sure how it was recorded. But when we got together at Nights in White Satin, all we wanted to do we've recorded stereo.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You guys still together right now. Are you playing shows in Vegas? Is that right?
We do. We start next week. We've got 3 weeks in Vegas at the Wynn, residency there. Looking forward to that because what's really nice is, the fans as well, they can all come along and, meet up with other fans from all over the world, really.
Yeah.
And, because people... That's what music does. It brings people together.
Absolutely, it does. Let me ask you a question, though. How long will the Moody Blues be together? Are you guys in your final stages, or are you guys considering to move on and play some more gigs later on?
I'm a Moody Blue, always will be a Moody Blue. So, as long as people say, hey, we'd like the Moody's to come here, come there, I'm always open to go and perform as a Moody Blue, of course. And... I remember when I was sort of 18 and wanted to be a musician and play, and as I was doing, I remember someone asked me, what would I be doing when I'm 21?
Mm-hmm.
It can't last longer than that.
Wow. Here's all the tunes that we play. Ride My Seesaw, Question, Nights in White Satin, Tuesday Afternoon, Go Now, The Story in Your Eyes, I'm Just a Singer in the Rock and Roll Band. We have the long version of Nights in White Satin, and we also have, of course, In Your Wildest Dreams. Out of all of those, what's one of your favorites?
I'd have to say Nights in White Satin, really, because that was the first song we actually rehearsed and recorded way back when.
Mm.
And when you rehearse a song together, not in the studio but in a rehearsal room, you have no idea what the overall sound is.
Mm-hmm.
Because you only know your part, what you're adding to the song. And we recorded the song first for the BBC, the radio in England. They had a thing called Needle Time. They could only play a certain amount of records.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to have a song played, you have to go in the studio and record it. And we went in the studio and recorded Nights in White Satin on a two-track machine. And I remember going into the control room with the rest of the guys, and we heard what we'd rehearsed performing together for the mm-hmm. first time, and it was like, yeah, that's who we are. And
wow.
So I'd have to say Nights, but, mm-hmm. I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band because that's who I am.
Absolutely. John, it's been a pleasure. I got one more question to ask you, and I know you got to go. Are you still playing the Fender Sunburst bass that you got when you were a kid?
I've still got it, and I record with that all the while. But on stage, I use a 62, a remake, actually, of a 62 jazz bass because of the electronics.
Absolutely.
But my original precision bass, I've still got. I love it. It plays unbelievably well. And I've recorded every Moody Blues song we've ever recorded on it.
That's amazing. 5 decades of selling success in excess of 70 million albums is absolutely unbelievable. John, we're looking forward for you to come to City Winery. That, of course, is coming up here real soon. We've got tickets for that event. If you want to buy tickets, you can go out online and get them at citywinery.com/Nashville, and he'll be here on October 12th. John Lodge. John, thank you so much. Yay, it's good to talk to you, man. Thank you.
Chris, thank you very much, and thank you for the interview.